You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've got fish. So many fish. Oh, God, the fish.
I've got just one Hitler.
Game Fight!
Hello there, welcome to Date Fight, the podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we do that with them. We smack them together, all nasty-like.
He's Jake Gap, I'm Matt Tuffley, and together we have flicked through all of the history books and seen what pages they've all opened at, and had a quick look to see if any of that was relevant, decided it wasn't, and gone on Wikipedia. That's the job. If you don't like it, don't listen. Here's Lizzie Roper to decide who's best.
Hello, I'm Lizzie Roper. They flick their history books while I flick my... Hello, no. I'm unnecessary.
19th of August 1934, German referendum made Hitler the Führer. The key to keeping Hitler in check when they made him the Chancellor, the rest of the German political establishment thought, was to have the president be someone else. So Hindenburg was the president, and he was an authoritarian right-wing monster, but not a Nazi. After the Enabling Act and the banning of all other political parties, Hindenburg was the only person in Germany with any political power who wasn't a Nazi. As the Nazi excesses grew, Hindenburg threatened to fire Hitler at one point in 1934, so that led to the Night of Long Knives, in which he had Ernst Röhm and many other Nazis killed, all his rivals in the Nazi Party killed, and said, oh, that got rid of the troublesome elements, everyone else is fine. Oh, they were so really letting the Nazi side down, going around being Nazi everywhere. But on the 1st of August 1934, they noticed that Hindenburg was probably about to die because he, although he was always looked like he was about to pop, he looked like he was really about to pop on the 1st of August.
Filled with hydrogen.
Yeah. So the cabinet passed a law combining the posts of Chancellor and President, which they shouldn't have done because technically the head of the Supreme Court of Germany should have become, was second in line to the President. So when the President died, they were meant to take over. But he did die the next day, and Hitler said, oh, well, I'll just be everything then, that's fine. We did a law yesterday, said Chancellor and President are the same thing now, and we'll call it Führer, but we'll have a referendum to sort it out. And the wording of the referendum was thus. The office of President of the Reich is unified with the office of Chancellor. Consequently, all former powers of the President of the Reich are denuded, that can't be right, can't read my handwriting, to the Führer and Chancellor of the Reich, Adolf Hitler. He himself nominates his substitute. Do you, German man and German woman, approve of the regulation provided by the law? Yes or no?
And they voted.
Voted yes. 84.3% of them voted yes. There were stormtroopers stationed at most of the polling stations, and if you chose to vote in a booth rather than in public, most of the booths said, only traitors vote in here, over the top of them. Sturmabteilung, they escorted people to the polls and back. Any spoiled ballots were taken as yes. They pre-printed a lot of ballots with yes. It wasn't entirely cheating, though, and mainly Jewish areas, they left the vote as it was to show, look, 84% of Germans think that Hitler should be, but look, the results weren't like that in the Jewish areas, where they look, they hate him, they're not like us proper Germans. So they even used that as a tool to isolate Jewish areas. East Prussia voted 96% yes. There we go. And wow. Overall, 84.3% of Germans enthusiastically voted to make Adolf Hitler the Führer of Germany.
Cool.
Your go.
Yeah, I might not win this one.
Is it about admin?
Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
19th of August.
Unfortunately, she will.
And...
It's about French admin.
It's It's the 19th of August, 2017.
Ooh.
And what? QuickBooks launches its new Pro range. No, it's not really about admin. There is a breach of the Cypress Island Atlantic Salmon Pen. So this was in Washington State. And there was a salmon farm.
Hang on, what? Washington State doesn't have an Atlantic coast?
Okay. You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry. It was Atlantic salmon in the Pacific.
No wonder it was confused.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem.
Well, the salmon was.
Atlantic salmon are very popular with fish farmers because they're the biggest breed and they grow really quickly. But
they're
of course,
sexiest.
They've been described as Frankenfish now because they're so big and kind of, you know, when you eat salmon, it's got a sort of slightly gelatinous kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't eat salmon, you're a vegan.
No, but I remember. I remember. Atlantic salmon naturally...
The gelatinous feel of salmon.
Ooh, yeah. Atlantic salmon naturally is a migratory fish. It will travel from the North American coast to Greenland and the Faroe Islands. But on this particular day, as every day all over the world, there were 250,000 of them in a pen measuring 55 by 133 metres.
Wow.
So that's nearly 3 million pounds of fish in that space. And
so essentially they don't even have to tin them, they're already at that density.
You can pretty much
slam.
So there was a break in the pen, and what it meant was that all of these fish that were not native to that area, as you so rightly pointed out, Nat, suddenly escaped. And the company said, oh yeah, we think maybe 4,000 or 5,000 salmon got out, sorry about that. It's thought by the Department of Natural Resources said, well, actually, we think it's more like 250,000 salmon got out. And the company later said, OK, well, maybe it was 160,000, which feels like they were just going for
like
somewhere halfway between 4,000 and 250,000.
Yeah.
And it was horrendous. What they had to do was kind of say, open season on salmon, and invite fishermen to come and fish them. And you can see footage of...
Well, that's never gone wrong, inviting people to overfish something.
Yeah, huge nets filled with these salmon, writhing about. They cleaned up tons of it, and it all got described as a waste product. Nobody wanted to eat it. They couldn't sell it. In fact, the company had to buy them back and just put them in landfill because no one would eat the things. It was horrendous. And these fish have a terrible life. The BBC Panorama programme, Salmon Fish Farming Exposed, said that these animals are often eaten alive by parasites. And the problem is, because you have them so close together in these little pens, the lice can just hop from one to another. And so they propagate insanely. And of course, that's now spread to wild species. And it's a huge... And literally just the poo from that many salmon in that concentrated area is now kind of rendering that environment toxic for other fish and stuff. It is horrendous. 20% of all salmon...
I've rendered a couple of environments toxic in my time.
Well, we all have, darling. We've all fouled a pen. 20% of all salmon raised like this die before they actually make it to your plate. They just die. I've seen these salmon farms. I drove around the Highlands last year and you could see these sort of pens, and it was quite distressing to see, to be honest with you.
It's almost like industrial farming on a huge scale is a terrible idea.
It kind of is. And you can't really buy wild salmon in Britain.
Yeah.
It doesn't really exist. So pretty much all the salmon you eat...
What's the pink sockeye stuff then?
Yeah, I think you can get some wild pink sockeye salmon, but of course it's all kind of suffering because of the salmon.
It's all
farming,
dead fish in it.
And it's all dead fish. Yeah. You know, we worry about plastic straws, but the single greatest source of plastic in the ocean is fishing nets. By far.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, it's bad. Just saying. Sorry guys. Love you guys.
Because we had such terrible events today, I think we should be cheered up by the birthdays and the death days, who are all good people. as far as mm-hmm. they probably were terrible in some other ways. Happy birthday to Ring Lardner Jr. He was the screenwriter of Woman of the Year, and he won the Oscar for Best Screenplay in 1942, and then was blacklisted in 1947 and was not allowed to work in Hollywood anymore. He wrote under pseudonyms on television shows, and when he was finally allowed back in the late 1960s, he wrote MASH in 1970, for which he won another Oscar. Also, while he was blacklisted, he won another Oscar, but he never told anyone what film it was for, because a friend of his let him use his name to write it and then gave him the money, which, you know, some of them did occasionally. You could get your blacklisted friend, you'd say you'd write the script, let them write the script and then give them the money so they could keep their house and their families alive. So he wrote one of the other Oscar-winning films between 1947 and 1970, but we don't know which one because he wouldn't ever say.
Wow.
He said it wouldn't have been fair to the person who allowed him to use his name. Happy death day to Hermione Baddeley. She was an English character actor, perhaps best known for playing the maid in Mary Poppins. But she was also in Passport to Pimlico, Scrooge, Pickwick Papers, The Bells and Trillions, The Unsinkable Molly Brown. She was a voice in The Aristocats and The Secret of Nim. And she was married in the 1920s to David Pax Tennant, who was the sort of person on whom Bertie Wooster was based. He invented the Gargoyle Club and used to have pyjama and bottle parties, which people used to have to turn up in the middle of the afternoon dressed in their pyjamas. They used to have mixed nude bathing parties, and they were the bright young things. Then she divorced him and married someone in 1940 called Dozie Willis. Knowing more information
about
him.
She was tired. She must have been exhausted by then. Yeah.
Oh, she was an hour late for her own wedding in 1920 because she forgot the time.
Nobody cares.
That's Hermione Baddeley.
Blimey, not to be confused with Hermione Goodley, which I am. So, you've given me Nazis and you've given me salmon.
I also gave Jake a chance to do his Katie Nana bit, but he didn't do it.
So. No, Katie Nana!
There we go.
What are you... What? What?
Frankly, it's no concern of mine. I've tested those two for the last time. No, Katie Nana!
That's her, that's Hermione Baddeley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, fine. Look, if you just want to take your clothes off and fondle each other, please don't let me get in.
What makes you think we're not?
In the hot tub.
Hey! That's hot tub time machine.
It's gone
Elvis,
really cold now.
Elvis's follow up after all that success within the ghetto.
In the hot tub.
Yeah. In the jet plane.
What's going to win? Is it Hitler or is it fish?
Is it the Nazis or is it the fish? Now, you've put me in a very difficult position, gentlemen. Yes, so I thought maybe it would help me. Because you talk about there being a break in the pen. So does that mean a group of fish got together and organised a breakout? And were they up against a Nazi prison guard? What would that sound like, gentlemen?
Oh, God.
Quiet down in here, you fish.
Hello, I'm a mid-Atlantic salmon. Steve Wright with the Big Salmon Show.
I'm tired of all the escapes that have been happening. We've got to tighten up security around here. No more.
The weight of my poop has breached the net.
All right. Woo! That's right, woo monkeys.
It's all right. It's all right. It's tipped the balance. I got Steve Wright and a mid-Atlantic salmon. So, in the tradition of an absolute fix, the points go to Jacob Yap.
Oh, 3-1.
Yeah.
Woofty woo. Yeah. Well, tomorrow could be the clincher. Why don't you join us then to find out then what happens then?
Oh, I can't
then.
Well, you don't have to, Nat. We're about to record it. Bye!
Okay, bye. Oh, I want to go in the pool.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.